All right, so AI and marketing. It's everywhere you look these days.
Yeah, seems like it's the hot new thing. Everyone's talking about it.
But we want to get past all the hype and really figure out, like, what does AI actually do for marketers? I mean, what's the real deal here?
Exactly. That's what we're going to do in this deep dive. We're going to look at, like, real-world examples of how people are using AI. You know, what are the benefits? What are some of the potential drawbacks?
Right, because I think there's a lot of fear around AI in general, like it's going to take everyone's jobs or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to understand both sides of the coin.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, first things first. What exactly is AI when we're talking about marketing? Like, how would you explain this to someone who, I don't know, maybe isn't super tech savvy?
Okay, well, think of it this way. AI is basically like having a super smart assistant that can process a ton of information, like way more than a human ever could.
Okay, so it's all about data.
Yeah, exactly. AI thrives on data. Like customer demographics, purchase history, what they click on, everything. And then it uses all this data to, like, understand patterns and make predictions about customer behavior.
Okay, so it's not just about, like, robots writing ad copy or something.
Well, it can do that too, actually. But it's more about understanding your customers on a really deep level and then using that information to personalize their experience.
Can you give me an example of that?
Sure. You know those recommended for you sections you see on, like, Amazon or Netflix?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
That's AI in action. It's analyzing your past behavior and comparing it to millions of other users to figure out what you might be interested in.
So instead of just blasting out the same message to everyone, you can tailor it to individual people.
Exactly. And that makes your marketing much more effective.
That makes sense. What about chatbots? I feel those are getting really sophisticated these days.
Oh, yeah. They've come a long way. Like, remember those old chatbots that would just give you canned responses?
Oh, yeah. Super frustrating.
Right. But now, AI-powered chatbots can have actual conversations. They can answer complex questions. And some can even personalize recommendations in real time.
So they're actually helpful now.
Yeah, they can be. And they free up human customer service agents to deal with more complicated issues.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be really useful.
Yeah.
What about predictive analytics? Is that something marketers are actually using?
Oh, absolutely. Predictive analytics is all about using AI to look at past data and try to predict future trends. Like, it can help you figure out which marketing campaigns are likely to be most successful or what products people are going to want to buy next season.
Wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. So instead of just guessing, you can make data-driven decisions.
Exactly, and that can save you a lot of time and money in the long run.
This all sounds pretty amazing, but are there any downsides to using AI in marketing?
Yeah, there are definitely some things to be aware of. Like, one of the big ones is data privacy.
Right, because you're collecting so much information about people.
Mm-hmm. And there are all sorts of regulations like GDPR and CCPA that you need to comply with.
So it's not just about using the data, it's about using it responsibly.
Exactly. And, you know, there's also the risk of over-reliance on AI. Like, we can't forget that marketing is still about human connection. If everything feels automated and impersonal, you might lose that human touch.
That makes sense. Right. It's about finding that balance between the technology and the human element.
Yeah. And also, you know, the skills that marketers need are changing. Like, you need to be comfortable working with data and understanding how AI tools work.
So someone listening to this, even if they aren't directly in marketing, what kind of impact could AI have on their job?
Well, I think it's important to remember that AI is going to impact pretty much every industry in some way. Even if your job isn't directly related to marketing, understanding how AI is changing the way businesses operate is going to be valuable.
So it's something everyone should be paying attention to. Okay, last big question. Is AI going to replace human marketers?
You know, I get asked that a lot. And my answer is, I don't think so. I think AI is an incredibly powerful tool, but it's not going to replace human creativity and strategy.
So it's not about AI versus humans, but AI and humans working together.
Exactly. It's a partnership. AI can handle the data analysis and the automation, which frees up humans to focus on the things that AI can't do, like coming up with creative ideas, building relationships, and understanding the nuances of human behavior.
So for our listeners out there, what's the one thing you want them to take away from this deep dive?
I think the main takeaway is this. AI is a powerful force, but it's a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. The key is to understand how to use it effectively and ethically.
So start learning about it. Start experimenting with it. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to embrace the future of marketing, because it's here and it's powered by AI.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya!